Catch on the Road with the man Omar Vinscale. How are we doing today?
We're doing good.
Well, you and Eclipse the record book, future Hall of Famer. What do you contribute to your success with the White Sox this year?
Well, ever since spring training, I really got focused. I started swinging the bat well since Walker started talking to me, the hitting instructor. We changed a little things in the swing. Started to be consistent on my swing, and took that approach to spring training, and then spring training took over into the season where I wasn't playing that much. But once I start playing a little bit more often, the swing start coming along. I'm pretty feeling happy that I've been pretty consistent. That's the most important thing for me. Sometimes you get to change your swing a lot, but I've been very focused on the things that I have to do at the plate, and things are working well.
You've been constantly moving up the ladder on the all-time list against some very prestigious names. So, how does that make you feel to know that you're constantly edging your way up higher and higher toward the top?
Well, it makes me feel surprising because I never thought that I was going to be, talking records right next to Luke Appling, guys like Tony Perez, and guys that have passed on the hit list. So it's really surprising to me that I'm still producing, still playing the game. I never thought that I was going to play this long, and I think I'm privileged. I'm very, very privileged that I get to be in the big leagues. But I've been working out a lot in my career. Stayed really flexible. Took my routine very seriously, and I think that's why I'm still here.
You guys got off to a slow start, and there was a lot of critics wondering if y'all had folded 10 or quit. And now you hit a surge just before All-Star break, and you're leading the division. How gratifying is that you guys are living up to the billing that you were predicted to win your division?
Well, coming into spring training, you take a look at the team that we have in the paper, and you have a pretty good idea where we're going to fit on the division. I never thought that we were going to be fighting for a fourth or third place in this division. But the things weren't going well in the beginning. I know it was just a matter of time for everything to start clicking and falling into place. We got into a good stretch, and now we find ourselves in the first place. I think that's one of the goals that everybody accomplished here ever since we stepped into this field. And now we just want to maintain the same enthusiasm and the way of playing until the end of the season.
Let me ask just one last question. I know you're a future Hall of Famer, and nothing better to do to go out on top. Should this team win a World Series this year, would you retire?
It's a tough question because, I am having a pretty good year so far. I'm feeling pretty good about myself. My body's feeling great. I don't have any soreness or, still playing free of injury. So, I think my body's telling me that I could continue on this game. Maybe I can give it another shot.
So you're telling me back-to-back World Series for the White Sox?
Hopefully.
The coach with the man, Omar Vinscale. All right, appreciate it. On the road with the man, Omar Vinscale. How are we doing today?